wins this boys game in dramatic fashion. Well, that's to say the least, in a dramatic fashion. 54-53 in overtime. What,
Coach C? Coach C, right there.
If you missed it, what happened was McGee Harris took the inbound pass, dribbled at half court, kind of double pumped to make sure that his defender, because he had a man right there on him to make sure that his shot wasn't blocked, and so he double pumps, throws it up from half court, and it goes in. McGee Harris beating the buzzer for the second time this season for a 1-point victory.
Oh, it was just unbelievable. And the thing is, it wasn't like it was like a wide open shot. It was a double pump. We're like, uh-oh. And he just flipped that thing off one foot the other way, and it went in. What an amazing, amazing shot.
Gosh, I've just never seen anything like that. I just don't know what to say.
A little divine intervention.
You bet. Let's go ahead and get our Dewey & Sons Plumbing Player of the Game. For all your plumbing needs, contact the plumber number at 870-425-4868. We are going to go with Blaine Tate tonight. He finished with 18 this evening. He, you know, the last couple of games, he has just played lights out.
He has done awesome. He handled the ball, handled the pressure. What an amazing night for Blaine Tate.
So he was one of three players in double figures from Altanoma. As we take a look at the rest of the game stats, brought to you by the Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic for all your orthopedic needs. Stop by and see Dr. Moore and Dr. Roeder at the Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic. So again, he had Blaine Tate at 18, 13 on the night for Braden Dewey. Ryder McClain with 12 before he fouled out, and three each for McGee Harris, Braxton Carson, and Drew Haney, and two on the night for Red Gilbert. For Harrison, the leading scorer was Ryder Scribner with 20 on the night, 17 for Cole Cecil, also 5 for Maddox Bell, 4 for Jackson Kreiner, 3 for Lucas Paul, and 2 on the night for Hayden Martin. This game had 9 ties and 10 lead changes. Of course, the 10th coming right to beat the buzzer and give Mount Tom the 1-point victory. What are some of the other numbers you got there, Brad?
Rebound-wise, Mountain Home finished with 26. Harrison finished with 23. Turnovers, 11 for Mountain Home and 10 for Harrison.
You bet. Wow. So when with that, both Mountain Home teams are going to pull off the season sweep over their fiercest rival this year.
Yeah, it was just a great, great job there by the Bombers and beating Harrison twice. And you know, Matt, today I know you're going to hit on this, probably talk about it, but yeah. Mountain Home lost one of its greatest and own. And honestly, I'm a little emotional because my high school baseball coach, a man I dearly loved, and a man that was just amazing to our Mountain Home community, Bomber Athletics, to our school district. Ron Shinskowski passed away. He long, hard fought with cancer. And you just can't help but – he helped us beat our biggest rivals right here, right?
Yeah, you bet. So we're going to take one more break and come back and put a wrap on tonight's broadcast. Again, Mountain Home wins in overtime over Harrison, 54-53. You're listening to the Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic postgame show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Don't let an injury keep you down. Board-certified orthopedic surgeons Dr. Wynn Moore and Dr. Ed Roeder at Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic are ready to treat athletes of all ages. Doctors Moore, Roeder, and their staff integrate high-quality, compassionate care with innovative treatment and years of experience. Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic will get you back to doing what you love. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call 870-424-4710 or visit baxterhealth.org.
My daughter gets a cold. I have a secret weapon. DayQuil Kids Berry from Vicks. DayQuil Kids is specially formulated to treat kids' most bothersome cold and cough symptoms quickly. And the best part is that DayQuil Kids Berry tastes really great. Aren't you supposed to be resting? Maybe.
DayQuil Kids Berry. The kids' berry-licious daytime congestion, coughing, stuffy head, stuffy nose, just for kids. Medicine. Safe for kids 6 years plus.
When you use Bounce dryer sheets and your clothes look amazing, it's the sheet. Less static in your life? Yeah, it's the sheet. Smelling fresher than ever? It's the sheet. Oh, so soft fabric? Ooh la la. It's the sheet. Less wrinkles on your clothes? You know it's the sheet. Bounce dryer sheets. More freshness, more softness. Less static, less wrinkles. It's the sheet.
And we welcome you back into the Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic postgame show here on Class Kids 101.7. Following Matt Holmes' 54-53 overtime victory against the Goblins tonight. I'll tell you what, McGee Harris, you talk about the definition of clutch. I mean, with it, first against Valley View and then tonight.
Oh, I mean, just amazing, yeah. To be 100% honest with you. And I mean, wow, just so much fun, Matt, just so much fun. That's all I can say. And, it just gives us a two-game lead over fourth place, or a fifth place in fourth place, and maybe moving up depending on how games shake out tonight. But just a great night in Goblin Arena for Mountain Home.
No question about it. With the victory, Mountain Home is going to improve to 18-7 on the season, 6-3 in the 5A West. Harrison's going to fall to a 16-9 and 4-5. So again, Mountain Home gets this one-point victory in overtime, 54-53. Mountain Home wins the girls game too, 57-32 over the Lady Goblins. And so this was a heck of a way to wrap up the our run of four straight road trips. We will be back at home Friday night against Van Buren, and it is Sweetheart Royalty night.
Come watch them. Come watch these Lady Bombers and these Bombers. These are two really exciting teams. Lady Bombers with a big game. They took on the person trying to go for fourth place in conference tonight. They got Van Buren's, the other team, going for fourth place.
Yep.
And they'll be Sweetheart Royalty night. You know, come give our kids some love, and the boys, it'll be a big game for the boys at home.
You bet. So before we wrap up the broadcast, Brad alluded to it a little bit ago, but again, I did want to say give out my heartfelt sympathies to Alicia Chanskowski and her family. For those of you that didn't hear, Ron Chanskowski passed away this morning after a battle with cancer. You know, I was lucky enough to get to interview him this last fall because he went to the Athletic Hall of Honor, and he was honored by the induction, but he also felt like wasn't sure he deserved it, and a lot of people here would disagree with that here, you know, in the Mountain Home community, not just for what he did as an athlete, but his contributions as a teacher, an administrator, a coach, and just as a person, really.
Yeah, he's just a phenomenal human being, man, just loved God, loved his family, survived by a wife and two kids and a grandbaby, and just a great man, and a man that forever left his mark on Mountain Home community.
You bet. So we'll be thinking about the Chanskowski family during this difficult time for them. But again, we hope to see you on Friday night. But if you aren't able to make it, we'll have the broadcast for you right here. So be sure you tune in. Brad, I am looking forward to it.
It'd be awesome, Matt. We'll see you then.
So thank you to Brad Coleman for joining me here at the broadcast position. Also, thank you to Craig and Partee, our producer back at the studio. And I want to thank you for joining us on the air and online at KTLO.com. For everyone at Class Kids 101.7, I'm Matt Sharp saying good night from Goblin Arena in Harrison.
You've been listening to Mountain Home Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7. Tonight's game was brought to you by ASC Warranty, Baxter Health, Baxter Real Estate Company, Brad's Home Entertainment, Centennial Bank, Clear Results Glass, Farmers and Merchants Bank, First Choice Home Care, FNBC, Harold Tucker Auto Parts, Knox Orthopedics, Next powered by NAEC, North Arkansas Dental Group, Strider Consulting, United Country Real Estate, and Right River Materials. Join us next time the Bombers take the court for more Mountain Home Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
And now I get 72 hours of freshness from my pits to my...
Ooh, I love that it's a spray.
Me too. And it comes in sticks and creams too. Go get your secret whole body deodorant.
Classic Hits 101.7.